Sharing Time, I Will Remember Jesus Christ by Cheryl Esplin. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Job chapter 19, verse 25. When Jesus lived on the earth, he went about doing good, teaching his gospel, and healing the sick. Jesus had no sin, but he suffered and died for the sins of all mankind. After 3 days, he was resurrected. Jesus brought about the atonement through his suffering, death, and resurrection. Each Sunday at church, when you take the sacrament, you should remember Jesus Christ's atonement, as well as the promises you make to Heavenly Father when you are baptized. The sacrament is a time to think about how much Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father love you. It is a time to repent and think about what you can do to become more like them. As you sing the sacrament hymn, listen to the words. Listen carefully to the sacrament prayers. Think about what you learn and what you feel. Note, you might need some help with this activity. Activity. Remove page 14 from the magazine and mount it on heavier paper. Fold the sacrament booklet on the dotted lines. When you sing the sacrament hymn at church, listen for what the words say about Jesus Christ. When you get home each week, write one thing in your booklet that you learned about Jesus from the hymn. I will remember Jesus Christ. Note, this activity may be copied or printed from the internet at friend.lds.org. Gospel art may be printed from the internet at gospelart.lds.org. Sharing Time Ideas. December theme, My Family is Blessed When We Remember Jesus Christ. Note, all songs are from Children's Songbook unless otherwise noted. Gospel art can also be found at gospelart.lds.org. 1. Jesus was born into a family. Work with the music leader to prepare a sing-a-story to teach about Jesus' birth into a family. See Music with Narratives. See Teaching No Greater Call, pages 174 through 175. You might consider having children dress in simple costumes to represent the characters in the story, or use pictures from the Gospel Art Kit. Example, Christmas is the season when we celebrate the joyful birth of Jesus Christ. Sing the Nativity Song, pages 52 to 53. Heavenly Father promised to send His Son to be the Savior of the world. See John chapter 3, verse 16. Sing He Sent His Son, pages 34 through 35. Prophets such as Samuel the Lamanite foretold the birth and mission of Jesus Christ. See Helaman chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Sing Samuel Tells of the Baby Jesus, page 36. An angel told Mary she would be the mother of Jesus. See Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 35. Joseph was Mary's husband. Heavenly Father chose them to help take care of Jesus. See Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 through 24. Mary and Joseph journeyed to Bethlehem to be counted in a census. See Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Sing When Joseph Went to Bethlehem, pages 37 through 38. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in a stable because there was no room for his family at the inn. See Luke chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. Sing Away in a Manger, pages 42 through 43. Angels and shepherds shared in the joy of the birth of Jesus. See Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 16. Sing Picture a Christmas, pages 50 through 51. Bear testimony of the divinity of Christ's birth. 2. I remember Jesus when I partake of the sacrament. Show the children Gospel Art Kit 225, The Last Supper. Tell the story of the Last Supper from Matthew chapter 26, verses 17 through 30. Read together Luke chapter 22, verse 19, and have the children repeat the words, This do in remembrance of me. Sing the first verse of The Sacrament, page 72. Explain that today we participate in the sacrament just as Jesus taught the apostles to do. Partaking of the sacrament gives us an opportunity to remember the Savior and His atonement. Show sacrament trays. Help the children understand that the bread reminds us of Jesus' body and the water reminds us of His blood. Write the following question on the board. What can you do to remember Jesus as you partake of the sacrament? Ask the children to think of ideas. See Brainstorming, Teaching No Greater Call, pages 160 to 61. Give them 1 minute to think quietly, and then ask them to respond. Write responses on the board. Examples: read a scripture about Jesus, listen to the sacrament prayers, think about Jesus' atonement, read the sacrament hymn, think about how to be more like Jesus. Sing the second verse of The Sacrament. Encourage the children to try one of the suggestions from the board the next time they attend sacrament meeting. Bear testimony of the importance of remembering Jesus as we partake of the sacrament. 3. Remembering Jesus helps me choose the right. Put Gospel Art Kit 240, Jesus the Christ, in a box and wrap it to look like a Christmas gift. Show the wrapped box and tell the children that inside is something that represents the greatest gift we have ever been given. Have the children ask yes or no questions to guess what it is. Let the child who guesses correctly unwrap the gift. Post the picture of Jesus on the board. Remind the children that Christmas is a special time to remember Jesus Christ. Beforehand, make the following word strips and place them in random order around the room. Jesus was baptized. Jesus served others. Jesus prayed to the Father. Jesus went about doing good. Jesus loves us. Jesus learned to work. And Jesus honored His mother. Do a matching activity to help the children visualize how remembering Jesus can influence their choices. Divide the board into two columns. At the top of one column, write, Remembering Jesus. At the top of the second, write, Helps Me Choose the Right. Give each class a scripture reference or Gospel Art Kit picture that tells about part of Jesus' life. Examples: Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, Jesus was baptized. John chapter 13, verses 4 through 15, Jesus served others. 3 Nephi chapter 17, verse 15, Jesus prayed to the Father. John chapter 15, verse 12, Jesus loved us. Gospel Art Kit 206, Childhood of Jesus Christ. Jesus learned to work. Gospel Art Kit 242, Jesus and His mother. Jesus honored His mother. Ask the children to read the scripture or study the picture and find the word strip that describes it. When each class chooses correctly, place the word strip in the first column. Help the children think of a similar choice they can make, such as, I will be baptized, I will serve others, I will pray to Heavenly Father, I will love others, I will learn to work, or I will honor my mother. Write it in the second column across from the matching word strip. Sing, I'm trying to be like Jesus, pages 78 through 79. Express your gratitude for the wonderful gift of Jesus Christ and bear testimony of the power of His example in helping us choose the right. 4. Jesus will come again. Show Gospel Art Kit 238, The Second Coming. Tell the children that when Jesus comes again, He will come in power and glory and everyone will know who He is. Sing When He Comes Again, pages 82 through 83. Have the children repeat the phrase, I wonder when He comes again, will I be ready there? Teach that when Jesus comes again, it will be a great day for those who are prepared. Jesus taught the importance of preparing for His second coming in a parable about 10 women and their lamps. Help the children dramatize the story found in Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Explain that the Savior compared the wedding to His second coming. Emphasize that because the five wise women were prepared, they were allowed into the wedding. Likewise, if we are prepared when Jesus comes, we will be able to live with Him and Heavenly Father again. Have the children use clay or salt dough. For recipe, see Teaching No Greater Call, page 165, to mold a small bowl that fits inside a cupped hand. Explain that this would be similar in size and shape to the ancient lamps used by the 10 women. Emphasize that oil lamps cannot give light unless they have oil to burn. Give each class a copy of My Gospel Standards and explain that living those standards is like adding oil to their lamps in preparation for Jesus' second coming. Have the teachers read through the standards with their class and then help each child choose a standard to work on in the coming week. Provide beans or small pebbles to represent drops of oil. Have the teachers put one in the children's lamps when they make their choice. Encourage the children to tell their family the story of the 10 women and to share with them what their bean or pebble represents. Bear testimony that Jesus will come again. 5. Friend references. Jesus the Christ, February 1996, inside front cover. Jesus Grew Up in a Righteous Family, December 2004, pages 16 through 17. Questions and Answers About the Sacrament, March 2008, pages 24 through 25. Remembering Jesus Christ, June 1999, pages 10 through 11. Special Witness, August 2007, page 22. Choices and Gospel Guideposts, February 1989, pages 12 through 13. The 10 Virgins, January 2003, pages 10 through 12. The Second Coming, December 2002, pages 10 through 12. End of sharing time.